Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Quine.
Yo, what's up? What's up, guys?
All good. Welcome to another episode of From Kim's Show. We're back again. We're back to do Baddies ATL Reunion Part 1 recap. Now, for those of you who don't know, they tried to bring the Bad Girls Club back somewhat. It's a lot of the Bad Girls Club cast. It's not on cable. It's on Zeus Network.
It's worth trying it.
It was okay. Yeah, I mean, the season was okay. They didn't have a goal, which we went through when we
talked about it last time.
Yeah, hopefully the season gets better. Now, let's get into the reunion.
Well, season's over. So the next season. Well, yeah, we already talked about Sydney and all them other motherfuckers and shit.
Well, we're going to talk about how they were acting at the reunion. So, the reunion starts off kind of with Sarah. The news from Sarah, because Sarah broke all the YouTube clips, but didn't show up to the reunion.
Yeah.
So, they were asking, I'm like, do you think she was a punk for not showing up?
Yeah.
I think she was.
You think she was a punk for not showing up?
Yes. I think she was scared to show up.
I think she was scared, but I also think that they kind of like treated her like trash on the show, even though she was acting super weird. Well, it looked like it. I mean, I know editing is.
I could not stand Sarah on the show.
They made her look bad. They made her look bad. I don't know if that was actually.
I believe that has some truth to it. That's probably how she is. Like, everything that happened, she was crying and complaining, and Natalie, it's just, she was in the middle of everything that was going on in the house, every fight.
I think she wanted to be more of a producer.
She wanted more of a leadership role.
Yeah. I got some clips I'm going to play. I don't know if everybody can hear this.
You got your speaker on?
Yeah, I got the speaker on. What are you, wiping Kylie's butt?
No, she don't know how to drain it without the strainer.
She does it all the time. I've seen her do it.
Now, without the strainer, it randomly disappeared.
It's in the sink.
Shut her mic off.
All right.
Anyway, so I'm going to play some Sarah. So let's see what Sarah says.
So this is one of the clips that she released.
Sarah, it's called Karen.
The team was actually supposed to be Natalie's funeral, but she's really trying to hang in there, guys. Like, she's getting weak. She's pretty much at the end of the road, but, like, she's just not willing to give up, and the desperation continues.
So my
dad went online earlier today, making another colorist remark because Natalie is a colorist, and she said that I'm a Karen, which I find quite interesting because Karens are known to tell on people, try to sue people, and to threaten them. So who is the Karen in this situation? And it's even more funny, I come to realize, is that y'all not remember what her mom's name is. Natalie's white mom is named Karen. It all makes sense. Natalie is the actual Karen.
That's why Natalie.
Okay, she's been going on a scavenger hunt,
taking
down all the fan pages and threatening them. And she also is now using Zeus's name and the owner of the network to say, we're going to sue you. Take this down. Like, Natalie, I thought you were such a G. Clearly you're not. Clearly you're scared. Not only do you have to, like, try to get a team, because the other day when you blew up my phone and then said, I just can't take it, Sarah, and then you called Tanisha for backup, you saw what happened to her. She got added to the book. You're now going and finding other girls and promising them to be on season 2, which is quite funny because on season 1, she called about 30 different girls, promised them that they'll be on the show. Some were actually from OnlyFans. Some were on other TV shows and then previous Bad Girls. So she promised like 30 people with no intention of putting them on the show just so she could look cool and have people like her with no intention of doing anything. Complete fraudulent behavior. So now she needs more people on her side. So I see
she's bringing them in season two.
And she's reached out to a lot of people. So before Natalie convinces you and tricks you and manipulates you, I just want to let you know what her plans are for season 2, as well as I have been very rude because I completely forgot to ask Natalie, rather be buried or would she rather be put on an urn on my fireplace? So I hope you guys enjoy this audio.
Now, so for those of you who don't know, Sarah was on the show. They did kind of portray her. I don't know if they portrayed her bad, if that's how she really is. But she was a crybaby, whiny brat who complained about everything and everybody, and she was in the middle of everything, all the drama and everything going on. So, her and Natalie had a falling out at the end, the very last episode, and I guess they're not friends anymore. So, Sarah...
Daddy's Miami was going to be season two if I just...
So, Sarah's released an audio clip that, now, as this is what females do, trifling bitches, she recorded Natalie the whole time while they're recording.
Talking.
In case she needed receipts.
Talking.
Talking shit on people. Like, who does that for their friend? You recorded her in case you needed it.
In secrecy.
Yes.
Like, so, hold on. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go.
Just as a backup in case you needed it in the future. Like,
hold on.
But just depending on whatever is happening on the back end and the contracts are fulfilled and we get new people on board to edit. Like, there's a lot that's about to have to change. But it's just saying all of that is what happens. Like, it's going to be real boss bitches mixed with only probably two or three bad girls. It's going to be like Alexa Sky, Lyrica. They're going to mix it. It's not going to be baddies, bad girls. These girls have no business. There's nothing to do with them. That's why everyone's like, we got you in the house fighting.
What? Got you in the house fighting?
Yeah, that was that was just one of the clips. But, okay, let's just get into it.
Now, Sarah released on YouTube about
multiple
15 clips. Now, my thing is that Judy and everyone asked, they're like, yeah, I knew about this. Sarah told me about these clips like a week or two ago. But then find out she released them the day before the reunion.
Yeah.
Like, Jim was trying to, you know, I don't know. I don't know what her game was. Like, who does that? If this is your alleged best friend, why are
you secretly recording? Yeah.
Talking shit on people. That means that you expected to fight at some point in time.
Well, let's not act like Natalie didn't show up to fight.
She did.
She had the courtroom knocked down, going straight back.
Yeah, because she thought all these girls were, from
ready
what Sarah
fight.
Did,
yeah.
That all these girls were going to be ready to fight her.
I mean,
Sarah basically tried to get her beat up. That's what she like. She tried to get her jumped by the whole cast of baddies.
Yo.
Right? She tried to, she released all this the day before the
recording. It worked because they all were pissed off at her. They were all pissed off at her.
Yeah, they were.
Like, all of them.
They were.
So, I mean, it worked.
But. But then Sarah refuses to come to the reunion. So you're talking all this big dick shit on YouTube, but you can't face anybody?
So you think it was corny for Sarah not to show up?
Yes. Yeah. If you're going to do that, stand up, back it up. Like, yeah, I get it. Yeah,
back,
I did
back,
it, Natalie.
Back.
And what? Was she afraid Natalie's going to beat her up? Like,
probably.
I don't know. I think she was just so hurt by Natalie not wanting to be over toilet paper or whatever the case is.
That whole thing. That basically got the whole season, the rest of the season canceled.
It did.
Like, that whole
fight. I think it was ending anyway. I think that was the last episode anyway.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know. They didn't, like you said, they didn't have an agenda.
No.
They had no, nothing to do.
And they recorded in February in the middle of a pandemic with a bunch of bitches in a house. With nothing to do. Of course they're going to fight. Sydney was a bully.
Let's go. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Sydney Starr.
Sydney Starr
and
is a bully.
Judy. The whole...
Not just Judy. Janelle.
Judy.
Like,
Janelle.
Sarah. Like,
yes.
She is a bully.
Yes, a bully. But yet... All right, let's get into it. Damn, I wish I could get a clip of that.
What? I can pull it up. I pulled the audio.
Let's find that clip of your boy, Jason Lee.
Pushing his agenda.
Pushing his weird LBGTCCDD agenda.
No, because now, for those of you who didn't watch it, Sydney bullied Judy the whole time to the point where Judy left. It was so bad. Natalie and Tanisha did Judy wrong. They try to say, oh, you guys were friends, that's why we put you in a room together. But the minute you found out they weren't friends, you didn't move them. You still kept them in a room together because you wanted the drama.
Uh-huh.
You knew they were going to fight, and you wanted the drama. And that, like, eventually, Judy had enough. She stood up to her, but eventually, Judy had enough and ended up leaving. I'm proud of Judy. Like, I saw outside of Judy. I was, she might have been my favorite on the reunion yesterday.
Now, I agree.
The reunion starts, and she's coming out trashing Judy, like, calling her names, throwing Fruit Loops on her. But the minute Judy goes back at her, she's, this is what happens. I have to get to the part. Jason Lee steps up.
Jason's trying to push this. We think Judy's transphobic, like transphobic.
Well, you're trying to say that, Still's trying to say that.
And when Judy tried to drink out of his glass, she act like a fucking, like she had fucking, like she
is
had
that
four
he said,
heads.
Herpes?
He said hepatitis.
Hepatitis, yeah.
Hepatitis and COVID. But you see him smiling and hugging everybody in the background.
Yeah.
But when Judy came up to him, he's acting all weird about it.
I mean,
like, what's that about,
she
bro?
She shouldn't have drank out of his glass.
Yeah, she shouldn't have. I agree. But why you act like she had a fucking blister on her lip?
She had herpes on her lip.
Like, I don't know. He was just corny, yo.
No, the whole thing, allegedly, the whole fight. Apparently, Sydney and Judy were friends at one point in time. Look at them. I don't know who's copying who. They got the same hair. They got
I think Sydney
is copying
like
Judy.
Like Judy said, yeah, I think she's copying Judy.
Look, they got the same fucking
I think she's copying Judy. It's like the whole cereal thing.
Same outfit. Like
Judy said, like, dude.
You want to be me.
You're a fan. You want to be me.
Yeah.
Look at you. What are you doing there? It's weird as hell.
And that whole thing is like they're like, they were friends, I guess, and Sydney thinks that Judy blocked her from coming on the Bad Girls Club. I guess she was supposed to be a replacement on season 9, and she thinks that Judy is the reason why she didn't come on.
Yeah.
So Jason Lee gets up and basically sits on Sydney's lap, like, what was the reason that she said that for?
It's because I'm trans. Why he was acting like that?
Seymour.
When Jason was acting like that, What's her name?
Who's talking about?
Her.
Sydney?
Sydney made him look stupid.
Well, no. Everybody shut him down. Everybody shut him down. Because they're like, what's the reason why she got you blocked? Because I'm a transvestite.
And he was trying to push that agenda.
Everyone ever talked to him. So it kind of like...
Yeah.
Went away.
Yeah, like, shut that shit up, bro. It sounded like you were transphobic. And then Judy, Judy set the bar of the whole show and was like, you bully biological women, and when they fight back against you, we're transphobic. Like, you can't say, make funny, like, jokes about it. Like,
you picked on me the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, and then the minute I say anything back to you, I'm gay bashing.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here,
though. All right, I think this is it.
So much she's transphobic.
We hung out every day. I used to take the drunk bitch home, drive them.
Then they were doing
no,
a little bit further.
No, this is about their friendship. Hold on.
They were good.
But
I found out who is now my assistant, who was her assistant. That she would go home together. His name is Rashard.
Did you peep that?
She would.
She found out who was Judy's assistant. That's now her assistant.
Why does she think she's gonna be like? She's a trans. She's a man.
Now Jason Lee gets up and sits on her lap right now. Like.
Yeah. This Braxton ain't having it.
Oh, you know what? Tanisha gets in it. That's why. That's why I should.
This thing is a bullshit.
No, she tried to say Tanisha didn't know.
Stop playing on my name.
Do it.
Okay, can I ask you? Wait, wait,
question. When you say your brother, wait. When you say your brother is going to be there. Hold on, girl, let me host.
That's a
hold
girl,
on,
but
do it right now.
Pause it.
People are watching
out. He was about to say, so why don't you just fight him? Why are you getting your brother to attack him?
No, she's like,
that's what he was trying to get at.
Judy stood up for her own.
She stood up for herself.
She's a man. I'm not fighting a man.
She said he showed me. Yes.
I'm not going to let a man hit me either. Yes,
exactly. And my brother's not going to let a man hit me either.
People gave
her. He showed me, like, he's a transgender. She's a transgender. He showed me his penis, is what she said.
Unprovoked.
He showed me his multiple times.
She didn't want to see it, yeah.
She didn't want to see it, so.
Allegedly.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
And then which girl said it, too. Remember when they were doing, like, sit-ups?
Natalie
forgot to tuck it. She forgot to tape it. And Natalie's like, oh, I don't know if I'm supposed to say what I'm seeing right now.
And then Sydney gets up like, oh, I forgot to tape it down.
Yeah. But Jason Lee was about to talk some bullshit and talk about why would you get your brother on her?
Sydney went after her the whole season, threw drinks on her, and then the one time Sydney spit on her,
Judy spit on her,
everybody attacked her, and Judy's I can't hit her, I'm not going to hit her.
You're transphobic because you're fighting back against somebody that's bullying you.
Yeah, I'm just supposed to let you pick on me?
Yeah.
But she picked on Judy, she picked on Janelle.
She tried to pick on Janelle, too.
She tried to go after Tanisha. Jason Lee did it perfect. He finally saw the light. He's like, from what I see online from your post and about you,
you like attention.
He's like, from what I see about from Judy, she doesn't. She doesn't like attention.
But Sydney Starr is thirsty for attention.
Thirsty. Without her, the season would have been boring.
Yeah.
Truthfully.
Yeah. So
she did make the show.
Yeah, but it was corny and trifling and so juvenile,
yeah.
The stuff that he was doing.
Yeah.
That was stuff that she was doing, yeah. Whatever you want to call him,
It's kind of like she was jealous. She picked on this. All right, look at you.
Definitely. Yo, even in this, like, even in the reunion, you hear Tanisha like, yo, you brought some bullshit pictures up and talking about that Janelle.
From years ago. I think if you look.
And then Judy's like sticking up for Janelle, like, yo, you attack us, and when we fight back and say nasty things back to you,
you don't like it.
You don't like it, and now we're transphobic.
I'm not going to let you beat up on me.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Now, if you look at the type of people that send me a text, they all have similar looks to her. So I think she's jealous of, she wants to be them. She wants to look like them.
Maybe. It looks like that. It feels like that. And she's like, Sydney's like, you lucky I forgot the milk. I gave you breakfast in bed. Dude, that's old. I did that a long time ago.
She brought Lucky Charms to throw on her.
Why?
Come on. Because she knows she's going.
Now, look, Jason Lee's fucking.
Because Tanisha's in it.
Dick riding ass.
What's that? Because Tanisha got in.
Natalie was explaining why they don't want her on the show. She's like, it doesn't matter.
Natalie didn't tell her she didn't want her on the show. and Natalie, like, beat around the bush on why she's not on season 3.
She's like, tell her the truth. She's trash.
She's like, all I can do is tell them that you did this, you did that, and whatever, but it's not up to me.
She's like, it doesn't matter that you're trans. The Judy's like, you're trash.
I guess she went to the producer of Bad Girls Club or Oxygen or whoever.
Video stick. Talking down to people like Sydney, shitting on people, disrespecting people.
being rude to people, bullying people. Like, you got to give respect to get respect. So this is one thing I learned back in kindergarten. I remember as our motto hanging up in my kindergarten class, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. I'm trying to live by that. Treat people the way you want to be treated.
Good.
If you're nasty to somebody, they're going to be nasty back to you. They
Smart.
Might put up with your shit for a little bit, but eventually they're going to come back. I guess that's it. That ends our reunion. You got anything else to add?
Well, I see it in the previews for the next one that they're going to bring up Natalie. Megan, I'm sorry.
I mean, Megan really didn't play a role.
But I couldn't believe they actually brought her back out. Like, why?
She didn't really play a role in the show. She was there for, like, 10 minutes. She was supposed to go to Sydney's birthday party. Didn't show up. Like, they put this whole big thing around Megan. And Megan didn't even play a part. No, there's something I want to play. I want to play what, because Tamar kind of goes after Natalie a little. She says something about, what she say about black women tearing down other black women?
Did I hear that? I don't know if I heard that one.
Yeah, you
guys
are better
than me. Tearing down other black women. All right, you're doing some kumbaya. We shall
burn down. Who calls and pulls up pictures of what somebody used to look like? Who cares? Like, most of these bitches kind of look like shit, got a little bit of money, went and got their lips and tits and face done.
I didn't think that. Sorry, hold on.
Okay.
What I thought is that you just want attention.
Yes.
Right now, I don't know what the Lucky Charms, and cause this girl right here, to me, and I don't even fuck on girl, don't look like that.
If you want to get up and be a circus animal, let's just do that for the next five minutes and then get back to the reason why we're all being paid to be here.
Okay.
One of these
characters
that
you don't give your five minutes because, you know, for, like, on one hand, you talk about being a staple for the LGBTQ community, but then you do stupid ass shit like this and get up and talk out of turn and be disrespectful, but in turn you want people to be respectful towards you. That is a lot for me.
Yes,
but you can't ask for it both ways. It don't work like that.
Yes.
Now I feel disrespected. Now, I mean, like, this is, like, a lot for me.
He's at a And then, the girl didn't do nothing to you in the house.
I cannot.
And then she's trying to pay the victim. Like, you don't know what they did to me in the house.
Don't look like them.
It was you. You're the one that did everything. You're the one that was picking on everybody, setting people up, setting Judy up, putting cigarette butts and hair and all this stuff. Nobody did anything to you.
Let's just do that for the next 5 minutes and then get back to the
Tamar, I'm part again.
Okay, cool.
Like, Sydney,
look at that picture.
Transvestite, whatever. You're a man, like.
It's not funny, you know. It's really disappointing because, you know.
You think it's cute to act like this?
On one hand, you talk about.
I know.
Being a staple for that.
So what do you want to be a woman?
But then you do stupid ass shit like this.
Yeah.
And get up and talk out of turn and be disrespectful, but in turn you want people to be respectful towards you.
Yes.
That is a lot for me. Like, you can't ask for it both ways. It don't work like that. Now I feel disrespected. Now, I mean, like, this is, like, a lot for me.
Yeah. I'm glad Judy stuck up for herself, because back on Bad Girls Club, she was, like, the Victor Twins follower. Like, people used to pick on Judy and make fun of her. Judy found her voice. She stood up for herself, and she didn't let Sydney walk all over her. So I'm proud of Judy for that. She gets a round of applause. You can only poke a bear so many times before the bear bites you. I hope
that's cool.
I hope they don't bring Sydney back for the next season. We'll see. I guess you got anything else, Ed?
No. I said my piece.
All right. Well, that about ends it.
Sarah, I love Sarah.
No.
But she's got to be tougher than this.
No. Sarah's a fucking crybaby bitch. Whiny. She was. She was a whiny crybaby brat.
Yeah, like she was in love with Natalie.
She sounded like a spoiled brat throwing temper tantrums because she didn't get her way.
Yeah.
Mm. That was not that's not the way they portrayed her on her season, but.
I know that's how. I know people like that.
Yeah, me too.
Spoiled brat.
Subscribe to the channel. I'm Kim Show. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Photoshop Talk Radio. There's Money in the Cash App, Photoshop Talk Radio. And we'll see y'all next time.